Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the Moses, Donna Smith. I am chiming in with you this morning to let you know that the commute that I'm having is just totally a hot mess. I mean, I'm paying attention today to some things on the road that I usually just fly by and don't have a moment to really say, reflect upon. But there was a man hitchhiking. You know, I haven't seen a hitchhiker in I don't know how long. I've seen people holding signs up asking for food, money, you know, work, that type of thing. But to be actually hitchhiking to get in some of these nutcases cars, or you could perhaps be a nutcase yourself, you just don't see that often. So that was interesting. And then further down the road, there's this truck that is pulling, on the back of his load is about 10 motorcycles. So I'm assuming they're new motorcycles and he's getting them to where they need to go. His truck on the other end had a big hole on the side. So I'm behind him saying, well, you know, he's carrying this heavy load, but his car is not in a position to hold a load. So I had to get from behind that nut. And everything was just jiggling and going up and down like they were about to fall off any minute. I'm like, you know, this is a hot mess. So I zoom around him. Then I get up to pocket of congestion. I'm thinking, let me check my navigator. I use Waze, which, you know, helps identify traffic jams, police presence, you name it. So anyway, I see this traffic jam, check the navigation, there's no issues. Everybody is just la 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 da. Just taking their actual time. I wanted to say something else, but I didn't. Just taking their blatant, actual, deliberate slowness, looking at the next car that's newer than yours, putting on makeup, talking on the cell phone, you know, texting. I mean, oh God, I've seen so much with doing this commute in the past year, almost. So I'm honking and honking. What the heck is going on here? Finally, we start to pick up. Then a little further down the road, there's a truck with a whole bunch of logs and wood and all that on the back of it, with a big huge sign that says heavy load. And then I see this person tailgating him. You know, tailgating. I hope I'm using the correct terminology. But up on his bumper, because the truck is going too slow, obviously, or whatever. And he has all this wood, big, heavy, blocked wood that says specifically, I have a heavy load. Now, A, he could have hit his brakes and made that fool crash into him. Or anything could have happened, per se. You know, why do people get up all on your ass like that? I don't get it. I hate that. That's a pet peeve of mine. Go around. You know, some say, hey, I drive like Miss Daisy. Oh, well, I'll drive like Miss Daisy to be safe than to be doing all that other stuff. Now, sometime I get 80. I go up to 80 miles and shoot. That's fast to me. My hair get to blowing. I get to sweating. I'm being like, shoot, I feel like I'm on a racetrack trying to win me a medal. But anyway, so, you know, some of these stretches on this road from Fairfield to Oakland is very tempting to do you about 80 plus, especially if you take 680. So anyway, I am just now still driving, enjoying some of this entertainment. I have run into a situation of congestion again as I speak, and I am looking around curious. Don't see any situations. It just behooves me. I mean, I just don't understand why do people slow down when it's not necessary to slow down. And then they go 100 miles an hour when it's necessary to slow down. It makes absolutely no freaking sense. But I know I'm getting closer to the town because I'm starting to see a little overcast. The weather has shifted. Looks like it's kind of cold. Where I'm at out there in Fairfield nowadays, I don't even know what cold feels like no more. Folks say, Donna, you losing weight. You looking good. You coming down. You working out. Yeah, that's true, but I'm melting away because of the heat. And that's helping me melt. I mean, I got a double plus going for me. Not only am I working out, I'm melting out. Oh, man, that is hilarious. So, anyway, on that note, I just wanted to touch bases, tell everyone to have a great day. This is your hostess with the mostest, sharing some grown folk talk and some you know, direction to help you get your day going. And, where my coffee at? I'll talk to you guys later. Stay tuned.